Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. First off, a shout out to Alicia Bayram for racking up 23 referrals to the newsletter via the referral program. She says, and I quote, "I have no idea how I got here. Life is a list of accidents. Just start saying yes." That's advice we can all take, unless we work at AWS, in which case, when someone suggests you build a new product, maybe say no once in a while. Now let's see what they've come up with last week for us. Console Toolbar is now generally available for AWS Cloud Shell. Okay, this is nice, and it's one of my favorite aspects of Google Cloud Shell's implementation, and that's being able to pull it up without leaving your current console page. Sure, I don't care when I'm on my desktop computer because screen real estate is cheap on a 5K monitor, but it's super nice when I'm traveling with my iPad, you know, like I am this week. Announcing CSV export for AWS Resource Explorer search results. This is handy. Remember, if you save a CSV file in Microsoft Excel, it will trash some of the data fields. Much like some of the most awkward men on the internet, Excel will inappropriately conclude that something is a date. Announcing utilization notifications for EC2 on-demand capacity reservations. You bought a thing that you're not using. Notification is one of those obvious customer wins. More like this, please. Everything you need to know about AWS Billing Conductor's new pricing model. This is a good change. We can quibble about the per AWS account charge now, but it corrects the inherent inanity of having non-predictable pricing for a service that's designed to simplify internal accounting around AWS bills. How to use Amazon CloudWatch to monitor Amazon DynamoDB table size and item count metrics. I kind of wish I could just use DynamoDB for this directly, because having to check a different service just feels like a leaky abstraction. Implement resource counters with Amazon DynamoDB. And just like that, Sesame Street's Count Von Count finds his job at risk due to automation. AWS organizations. Moving an organization member account to another organization, part 3. The fact that this is a 3-part series kind of suggests that it is currently way, way too complicated to do this thing.
LANs of the late 90s and early 2000s were a magical place to learn about computers, hang out with your friends, and do cool stuff like share files, run websites and game servers, and occasionally bring the whole thing down with some ill-conceived software or network configuration. That's not how things are done anymore. But what if we could have a 90s-style LAN experience along with the best parts of the 21st century internet, most of which are very hard to find these days? Tailscale thinks we can, and I'm inclined to agree. With Tailscale, I can use trusted identity providers like Google or Okta or GitHub to authenticate users and automatically generate and rotate keys to authenticate devices I've added to my network. I can then share access to those devices with friends and teammates or tag devices to give my team broader access, and that's the magic of it. Your data is protected by the simple yet powerful social dynamics of small groups that you trust. Try now. It's free forever for personal use. I've been using it for almost 2 years personally and am moderately annoyed that they haven't attempted to charge me for what has become an absolutely essential to my workflow service.
Build secure multi-account, multi-VPC connectivity for your applications with Amazon VPC Lattice. Lattice is finally out, and for some strange reason, this post doesn't talk about the biggest reason not to use it, the pricing. At 2.5 cents per hour per service in Lattice, plus another 2.5 cents per gigabyte transferred on top of the usual data transfer pricing, not instead of, plus another charge per request to the service incurred, I'm really struggling to understand why you'd use this instead of Tailscale unless you just hate the idea of not paying AWS more money. Higher Education Cloud Financial Planning, a former CFO's perspective. I wasn't aware that they were offering degrees in the AWS bill, yet here we are. How the Think Big for Small Business program helps small businesses win big contracts. This was bold to put out on the same day that Amazon screwed up and started passing out small business labels to giant companies. I would have probably held this post back a few weeks if it were me. And finally, Perfect Imperfections, how AWS is innovating on diamond materials for quantum communication with Element 6. AWS is apparently using diamonds for some of their networking approaches that extend beyond simply treating them as a managed NAT gateway pricing benchmark. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stick around.